You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Welcome to Homecoming to Self, The Journey. Let's take a breath together. Let yourself arrive here and just notice. Notice what it feels like to be supported, even in this moment, the place in which you are sitting or standing or lying down. Notice what it feels like to be supported. In the past few episodes, we've been walking through something together. Coming home to yourself, noticing the voice within, trusting that what you hear, and also beginning to take action, even when it feels uncertain. And if you've been following along, you may have noticed something else, that this journey can feel lonely. Yes. And that for many, although it feels lonely, we do not consider support. Because for so many women, you've been the one holding everything together. You've been the one on whose shoulder others can lay their heads. You've been the only one others rely on. You've been strong, capable, responsible. And when it comes to your own desires, your own calling, you try to figure it out alone. But here's the truth. You were never meant to do this alone. And that's why I am so grateful for today's conversation. Today, I'm being joined by someone who embodies support. Support for herself, a lot of support for others, and she supports in a very powerful way. I am talking about the beautiful, brilliant Juliet Crary, who is my guest today. And I would like Juliet to introduce herself. Welcome, Juliet.
Thank you so much, Sylvia, for that beautiful introduction.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am a wife for almost, I think it's over 40 years now. I lost track. It's about this year, I think it'll be 41. Wow. And I'm a mother of three adult children. And I'm a grandmother to three amazing grandsons. I'm a registered nurse by profession. And I have an amazing organization that speaks to my heart called My Sisters, Our Stories.
Yes, wonderful. And I know how close My Sisters, Our Stories is to Juliet. And that's one of the reasons that I've asked Juliet to join us, because we've had many conversations and I have heard Juliet talks about My Sisters, Our Stories in such a loving way, but really how much she cares about the women who she brings together in this organization, and in which she also hosts events that bring sisters' stories together. And so I'd love to begin here, Juliet. What has your own journey been like when it comes to stepping into your purpose and being supported?
Well, I've had many different people in my life over the years that's been very supportive. I would say, starting with my mom. You know, mom was a single mom for a long time and just very supportive, I should say. And that, of course, has given me strength. As I went through my journey in nursing school, there was a lot of powerful, supportive women within that journey that supported me. And in motherhood, there were women that supported me. In my nursing career, there's been women that supported me. But with my sisters, our stories, I started that because I wanted to bring women together, because I've always felt supported and I've always had a variety of different women that I could lean on, depending on the need that I had at that time. I thought, you know, what must it be like for other women? Do they have this kind of support? And so that's sort of how my journey, especially the journey to my sisters, our stories, I came to be. Yes.
Yeah. I love that you included in the support, you know, being supported by women, even say in your journey with motherhood, because for so many, especially at this point in our evolution, women are carrying a lot alone. And motherhood seemed to be this thing where, you know, there is so, parenting now is very different than years ago. And mothers are carrying a lot. And sometimes with the new inventions and all of the changes in our world, sometimes I think moms are having it really difficult, especially for someone who is a single parent, in terms of parenting alone. So it's good to hear that the support that we get as mothers is really important as well. And I'm just hoping that I wanted to just highlight that so that other women will hear that piece that, yeah, asking for support around mothering is important.
I was going to say, asking for support in general.
Yes.
We have to, you know, you can be in a room full of people and still be lonely and not feel connected. So support is not just that you receive the support. You have to be open. You have to be intentional. Mm-hmm. I've always been a person to seek out what I want. And you have to be. So in all the various areas of support, I've sought out those support. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just, I'm in the room, here I am, and just stood there waiting for the support to come. No. I had to be very intentional in asking. And I think in today's society, with social media, with what appears to be all this connection, it's really not a connection unless you're intentional. Mm-hmm. And so it's the ability to be able to say, this is what I want and where can I get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And thank you for touching on the fact that with social media, so many think that because we see each other on social media, we kind of feel like we know what's going on, and we forget that what we're seeing is just a snippet of somebody's day. And we're not
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not seeing the places in which they're needing support or asking for support or wondering where they can find the support that they need. And so to really be intentional, I like that. Really be intentional about getting the support that we need. Yeah. Was there a time in, of course, I'm sure there is. So what was a time or a place in your own journey when you needed support, you asked for it, and it made a difference? Can you tell us about it?
Oh my goodness. I'm thinking there are many areas, but I remember a particular time I was 30 years old. I lived in my little townhouse. I had my three babies because I had them very, very quickly. I was there with my three babies and I was feeling particularly low. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a my appearance is important to me, right? And I remember I wanted a pair of earrings. It's a silly thing what we remember, but I remember I wanted a pair of earrings. And first of all, there was an issue with my vehicle, so I couldn't even leave my house to go and get the earrings. And so I remember being just sad about that. And then, you know, 30 is a pivotal point. And so I thought, oh my goodness, here I am 30. I've got these three babies. I want a pair of earrings. I didn't need a pair of earrings. I wanted a pair of earrings. I couldn't even go and get it. And so I called a girlfriend because I just needed to have somebody to speak with. And she too had little ones, and she came over. And I was telling her how I was feeling, and she came over. She brought me a cup of tea. We sat, we chatted. And so it was just the ability to feel that I could connect with someone. And I, even though I'm at this journey, she was just a touch older than me, a couple of years. And she just reminded me that it's okay, you know? And yes. So that, I know that moment was a rough moment for whatever reason. I think it just hitting 30, even though I was grateful, but I was still feeling like, oh my goodness, this is my life. I need a pair of earrings. I can't even go out and get the pair of earrings. I've got these three babies. I couldn't figure out, you know, how to navigate that moment.
Yes. And you know, I'm glad that you touched that, because sometimes folks might think something like that is so simple. Oh. It is so petty, and we are so excited and grateful and joyful about having our babies when we become mothers. And so the parts about the feelings that the mother is experiencing that are not all joyful, sometimes we're even afraid to say that, because Absolutely. It means like you wanted to have babies, you have them, and now you're just a pair of earrings and she's low. Well, right? And it's not, right? Because it's not the earrings.
No.
It's not the earrings. And many other moms, sometimes it's a pair of slippers. Sometimes it's all in a sudden, it's, I don't know, the water didn't come out of the tap when I turned it on, because there's more going on.
Exactly.
Than the pair of earrings or the slippers or the water. It's, you know, it's all of what that is doing to you, like bringing new life into the world, and that takes you over. And so sometimes we just need to have a girlfriend, someone yes. that I can call and just talk to. And so if someone, for the person who is listening today, and you might be a mom who is delighted that you have given birth to this new person, and you are feeling a little bit low, and you're wondering, would I be seen as being selfish, or something is wrong with me, or whatever? Nothing is wrong with you. Call a girlfriend and tell and cry. Cry to them. Start crying. It's okay.
Cry and laugh.
Cry and laugh. That's right. Yeah. Why is it, you think, Juliet, that women struggle to ask for support?
That's like, great. Complicated question, I think.
Yes.
Because it depends on so many factors. Mm-hmm. Culture being a big part of it.
Yes.
I know certainly in the Caribbean culture, and I'm a woman from the Caribbean, you know, you're number one, you're taught to keep your business in the household. So you're not really encouraged to go and seek support. It's like the expectation is that you can manage your own business, which for the most part we can. However, being a wife, being a mother, being a professional, whatever that career choice is, or even just being a mom at home and all the responsibilities associated with that can be extremely exhausting.
Yes.
And so because we're kind of taught that, and it's not necessarily someone sits us down and say, listen, don't do this and don't do that. But you observe as you're growing up that this is how it's done in your culture or your faith or whatever that environment is that, you know, that you're in growing up and that you've learned from. That's how you kind of learn to manage your own business. So you need to be, you become intentional about changing things, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was it for me, to just be able to get past my culture and just seek the help that I need. And I think because of my personality too, you know, that has a lot to do with it. You do need to ask for help. But I've always been that girl, even as a child.
Yes. Culture sometimes gets in the way of us asking for help. Various societal norms, things that we've been taught, some of what we believe, not even realizing that it is not my own belief. I'm believing what somebody else told me to believe, right?
Yes. And so,
as you know, this podcast is about homecoming to self, coming home to who we truly are. And in these various roles that we have in our lives, we sometimes forget who we are. For some of us, we didn't even get a chance to figure out who we are because life took over and we've been doing just facilitating other people's lives.
Absolutely.
And their stories, right? And so even in the moments when we need support, we don't recognize it because we're more ready to take care of someone else than we are about ourselves, taking care of me, coming home to what I am needing. What would you say to the woman who is probably knowing that she needs support in whatever way she needs support, but let's say she's afraid to ask, or she doesn't know who to ask? What would you say? Where could she start?
Oh my goodness. This is, you know, I'm just going to give an example. I've got a friend that I've known for years, and she, although very accomplished in her particular field, she never took the time. I remember I had prepared a gathering for her, but there was nobody to invite because she never took the time to cultivate strong relationships. And I think it really starts with that. In order to have a friend, you need to be a friend. In order to have people in your life that you can trust, that you can speak to, you need to become that person for other folks. And so sometimes as we're wrapped up in our own situation, it's hard to see past that. And I would honestly, one of the main things is to reach out to someone, to support someone, even though you're needing support. It sounds funny, but support somebody else. Be a friend to someone else, because I'm going to tell you, as low as you think your situation is, or as difficult and challenging as it might be at that moment, there's somebody else with a situation more challenging. And so when you reach out to support someone or to connect with someone and invite them into your space, it frees up the spirit for you to then get that support that you need. So first, you need to be a support.
Yes. Yeah. I want to touch on what you said just before that, connecting with others and building relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for many, when we are in, I'm going to call it the trenches, just doing our thing, I'm just doing my life over here, you know, and head down doing it on my own. As you said, this friend, you look up and you realize, yes, you are alone because you've been doing it all alone. You haven't called anyone in, whether to share it with them or to share yourself with them. And so now, you find yourself alone. And I've been there myself. And so the piece about I need help, but I'm going to offer help to someone else, is really about the thing that you need the most. Give that thing away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And in this case, it's connection. You need connection. It's not the help so much. It's the connection. Because when we're feeling connected, it's easier to ask for what we need.
Exactly.
Desire to have. Yes. Because the people we're connected with, we will feel more comfortable. And they might even see also some things we don't have to ask because we're so connected. Somebody says, I could feel that.
Yes,
I could see that you would like this, you know? So I thank you for that. Yeah, reaching out and connecting.
And I feel that women, more so than men, not that I've ever been a man, but women, more so than men, we have an innate ability to connect to each other. And it's just to be open. It's just to say hello to that woman in the line with you at the grocery store. Just to say hello to that woman, you know, if you go to the park, if you're a stay-at-home mom with your kids, there's other women in the park, just to say hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Just to make that initial connection, because that statement that people need people, we need people.
Yes. Yes.
We need people.
People need people.
Yeah.
Sisters need sisters.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that takes us back to, I'd like you to talk a bit about My Sisters or Stories. I like the title of it. Tell us a little bit about My Sisters or Stories.
You know, I can't remember. We're celebrating our 10th tea party this year. However, there was a couple of years that was missed. But I started this women connecting because of a couple of things. One, I used to be on the board for an organization that supported women that and their families that are breast cancer survivors. And I loved that connection. I loved, you know, we would have these meetings and the women would come and they would share with each other and or their families. If the person didn't survive, but their families did, just having the family share. And I thought it was such a powerful thing to have these women come together so they're not alone. The families are not alone. And so that was one of the reasons I thought, you know, wouldn't it be awesome for women to get together regardless? It shouldn't have to be about cancer. It could be anything. Cancer is just, you know, the platform that I initially thought about it, but where they could share their stories, whether that be, oh my goodness, I've been working towards this job and now I finally got it, or the struggles of losing the love of my life, what that looks like, or you know, inability to have a child, or oh my goodness, I have 6 kids, I'm overwhelmed, whatever the thing might be, but just being able to come together and speak about that story. And then, of course, I used to be with a cosmetic company, and I met a variety of women from a variety of ethnicity, you know, background. And I remember going into this young Chinese woman's house, and she'd recently had a baby. And I used to love doing that because it wasn't about the cosmetic. It was about, again, the connection. You know, you're invited into this woman's house and you're sitting there and you're having conversation, and as she's sharing her heart and you're sharing. And I remember this particular woman, and she was broken because she just had a baby and they tried hard for this baby. And then she just also, at the same time that she brought home this bundle of joy, found out that her fantastic husband, bless his heart, was having an affair at work. And so I just happened to come in for this facial the day that she found out. And so, you know, she was able to cry with me and talk with me and just, you know, I feel that we're in each other for the right time, the right reasons. And so that, you know, definitely solidified the need for women to have a space to share their stories so they can celebrate together, they can cry together, and they can get excited together.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And I love that it is all kinds of stories.
Yes.
Not only the sad stories, it's the celebrations about what's going well. It's the stories about what has been hard. And it's the stories about I'm here. This is me. I'm here. Yeah.
I absolutely.
So when is you said it's an annual event. When is it? Has it already happened this year or when?
No, I'm excited because this is my 10th year for our tea party, which is, you know, I love themes. I love to dress up. And
yes,
it's our 10th year. So it's a legacy year. Mm-hmm. And it's June 27th this year.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I have the tea party, we always support a community. A person in the community in need, or an organization in the community that's doing things to support others. So So this year, I'm excited to say that we are supporting Links Across Borders. Yay. We've supported sickle cell. We've supported, one year we supported this young family. She's actually a registered nurse, but had just really gone through some hard time. And she had five children and she just couldn't see Christmas. And so we were able to secure gifts for all the kids and secured her with some financial gifts so that she was able to, you know, just have that sense of, I'm here for my kids. I can help my kids. So we've held a variety of different groups and organizations within the community. So that brings me joy, even though it's not officially a nonprofit organization. But every time I do the event, it's to support a community event.
Yes. And I love that it is a tea party with a purpose.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that tea party with a purpose. Look at that. Yes.
Yeah, yes. It's a tea party with a purpose. And yes, and you said I love to dress up and we love to dress up.
Yes,
and
yes.
We can dress up and we can be playing with, you know, teacups and sharing our stories and at the same time with the purpose of contributing to somebody else's, some other people's lives, making a difference. And I am particularly pleased, grateful, very delighted that you have chosen that this year it's Links Across Borders is going to, when you told me that, I was like, how did I hit the jackpot this time?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Thank you for that. For those who are wondering, Links Across Borders is a nonprofit organization that builds libraries in Ghana and supports children's education. We provide reading resources, computers, and other school supplies. So it's a big cause. And I'm really hoping that you will all fill the house wherever. Where is it happening, Juliet? Where in the world?
It's happening in Brampton, Ontario. Yes, yes. So it's pretty easy to get to. So,
Yes. And you're selling tickets, I'm imagining?
Yes. Like you said, it's a tea party with a cause. The tickets are $100, but let me tell you what you get for that $100. Of course, the ability to reconnect with old friends and to meet new friends. And I am very Caribbean, so even though it's tea party, there's food. Okay, there's a four-course meal. And so, of course, then there's tea. There's great entertainment. We've got some great prizes. We've got some sponsors. So it's going to be a lot of fun, right? And the ability to have a couple of people share their stories. A couple of women are going to share their stories and their journey. And an opportunity just to network and have fun.
Yeah. It sounds good. And it's a tea party that is not a tea party, friends.
That's right.
It's called a tea party, but there will be food.
That's right. That's not, right. Proper food.
Come to the food. Proper food and entertainment.
Yes.
And most important and beautiful, women will be sharing their stories. And, you know, when in this space, we get to hear probably some parts of our own stories being told as if the other woman who is sharing has lived a part of my life. I have experienced that before. Yeah. In fact, I've been to one of your events before, and I remember hearing women sharing about their own story, and they don't know me, and they don't know that part. Some of what they're saying was part of my story. So for the folks who will come out, if you hadn't thought about it before, think about coming out. Somebody else might be sharing the part of your story that you're not ready yet to share with your own voice. Yeah. I think this would be great. Thank you so much. So for someone listening who is used to doing everything on their own, one small way that she could begin to open to support today might be what? Just one small way. You mentioned earlier saying hello to someone at the grocery store.
Yes.
Right? Making connection.
Or connect with an organization. Mm-hmm. Connect with your neighbor. There's lots of ways that we can, there's lots of needs. Let's just put it this way. There's lots of needs. My aunt, who is in her 70s, and she likes to crochet, And so she actually crochets hats all year round, and she collects them. And come winter, she goes down. And if she doesn't go down because she doesn't like to drive in the city, she will give it to someone to go and give out to homeless folks in the city, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's on her heart. Yeah. And look in your heart, because we all have things that speak to our heart. And whatever that thing is, find a way to give it. Find a way to give it.
Find a way to give it. Yeah. Find a way to give it. And so when you said connect with your neighbor.
Yes.
It's one of the simplest ways. And there's so many people who just said hello to their neighbor, like the neighbor next door. The neighbor next door.
Can you imagine?
So
I always made it a point, from when I lived in an apartment to my townhouse to not my house. First, when I move in, I get to know the neighbors on both sides and the neighbors in front of me, because, of course, I had young kids too. Part was for selfish reasons, but to also get to know them and for them to know who I am, because God forbid something happens in the middle of the night, that's not the time to meet them. It can be, but you don't want it to be. When I move somewhere, I introduce myself, I say hello. When the opportunity presents themselves and they're in the driveway, I'm saying hello. Yes. You know, and you'll find some people are super friendly and some people are not. But that's okay.
Saying hello.
Your local grocery store that you go to, I'm telling you, most of the cashiers in the grocery store across from me, they know me. Hey, how are you? Not by necessarily name, but they know my face and I know their face. How are you? You know, how's your mom? They know my mom. So there's so many ways to connect.
Yes, yes.
You just said need to be intentional.
Yeah.
And play a little game with yourself. You know, let me see how many people I can connect with today. And if you're really super shy, say, okay, Lord, help me to connect with one person.
One person today. So there you have it, friends. One. Even if it's just one. Say, I'm going to connect with one person today. Juliet Prairie says, I should try to connect with one person today. So say hello to a friend. Thank you so much, Juliet. In closing, I just want to offer this gentle truth. Just because you don't see the full path and doesn't mean you're not being called to your purpose. As you heard, Juliet spoke about how she came to be hosting this particular project, this piece on so many women's journey, my sisters, our stories, which helps so many women to share their stories of their highs, their lows, and all the things in between. That's what Juliet is carrying. It is something that is her purpose. Go ahead, Juliet. You want to say something?
It's funny, but you've said purpose twice now, and I forgot to mention that I'm an author. And I'm an author of a book called 7 Life Lessons Leading to Your Purpose. Mm-hmm. And so, because I believe that there's a story in each and every one of us. And at some point in time, you need to try to write that story down. But even if you don't get to write it in the form of a book, then you get to speak it. Right? Yeah. So
yes.
I had to just interject.
Yes, thank you. Because we'd love to read that book too. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't read my copy yet. Yeah. Can you just say the title again?
It's 7 Life Lessons Leading to Your Purpose. And you can get it on my website, which is julietcreary.com.
Good. Thank you, Juliet.
You are welcome.
Life Lessons Leading to Your Purpose.
Yes.
And so, again, just because you don't see the full path doesn't mean you're not being called. We're all being called, and you don't have to walk the path alone. So I want to invite you, friends, as you listen, to consider, where have I been doing this life alone? Where? That I no longer have to do this alone. Is there someone I can speak to? A space I can step into. My sister's circle would be a good space. My sister's or stories would be a good space to step into. A conversation that you could begin is a good way to start. As Juliet said, you know, reach out to your neighbor, just say hello. And let it be small. Let it be honest. Just be honest. This is why spaces like community, and Juliet was about to say, and intentional.
Yes. And authentic. And like you said, authentic. Just be honest. Yes.
Let it be honest. Let it be authentic. And let it be intentional. Stepping to spaces like community, coaching, shared conversations, all of these matter much, because transformation doesn't happen in isolation. It happens in connection. So thank you, Juliet, for your presence, your wisdom, and the way you're showing up in the world. And to you listening, my friends, you don't have to carry it alone. I am Sylvia Morrison, and this is Homecoming to Self, The Journey. Remember, stay open, stay supported, and keep taking one step at a time. You're on your way, the journey home to self.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. Thank you.
You're welcome, Juliet. Thanks. Thank you for being here with me on Homecoming to Self, The Journey. If something you heard stirred your heart and reminded you of a deeper truth, I would love for you to continue the journey with us. So I invite you to join My Sister's Circle, a private Facebook community for midlife women. This is a sacred space in which we slow down, reconnect, and rebuild confidence in community. Until we meet again, keep moving forward, and remember, your soul already knows the way.